This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. That is a part of what the country's president called on expanding Russian campaigns to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said nearly a third of Ukraine's power stations have been destroyed in the past week, causing massive blackouts. The mayor of one city said that it was without electricity and water after a double missile strike on Tuesday on an energy facility. Authorities say that missile strikes also hit an energy facility in Kyiv and severely damaged another in the south central city of Dnipro. U.S. President Joe Biden will announce the release of 15 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Reserve Wednesday as part of responses to recent production cuts announced by OPEC, and he will say more oil sales are possible this winter as his administration rushes to be seen as pulling out all the stops ahead of next month's midterm elections. Biden will deliver remarks Wednesday to announce the drawdown from the Strategic Reserve, senior administration officials said Tuesday, on the condition of anonymity, to outline Biden's plans. It completes the release of 180 million barrels authorized by Biden in March that was initially supposed to occur over a six-month period, and that has sent the Strategic Reserve to its lowest level since 1984, and what the administration called a bridge until domestic production could be increased. The reserve now contains roughly 400 million barrels of oil. This is VOA News. European leaders enter a crucial stretch this week to make sure runaway energy prices and short supplies don't further tank their struggling economies and foment unrest. At the same time, they need to keep all 27 members united in their opposition to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Leading up to the Thursday start of a key summit, the European Commission, the bloc's executive branch, proposed a blueprint on Tuesday that needs to reconcile the yawning gap between those who want to impose a common gas price cap to keep prices down and those who think it would be primarily keeping out supplies, further starving industries and businesses. Then, going into the weekend, EU leaders will seek a compromise during 2 days of talks, however hard that they may be. As a sweetener, the European Commission also proposes to retarget about 40 billion euros in budget aid toward those most affected by the crisis. The United States says, and Mexico say, that they're preparing a UN resolution that would authorize the international assistance mission to help improve security in crisis-racked Haiti, so desperately needed humanitarian aid can be delivered to millions in need. The U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield made the announcement at an emergency meeting at the U.N. Security Council as thousands across Haiti organized protest demanding the resignation of the Prime Minister Ariel Henry. The U.S. ambassador said that the proposed non-UN mission would be limited in time and scope and led by a partner country that was not named so far, with deep necessary experience required for such an effort to be effective. And the city of Portland and the U.S. state of Oregon, two students have been hurt as a result of an incident there. It was during a shooting near a high school. Shots were fired at Jefferson High School earlier in the day. North Korea fired artillery shells near its sea boundaries with South Korea yet again late Tuesday. This is a day after the South had already begun annual military drills to be better prepared. Recapping our top story, airstrikes have cut power and water supplies to hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. It's part of what the country's president called an expanding Russian campaign to drive the nation into the cold and dark and make peace talks impossible. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.